Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yevamos Tasamim Beis. We're holding on Tasamim Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom, by the words Amar Reb Levi L'Rebbe. So Tasamim Beis is actually known to be a very difficult Amud, known to be one of the most difficult Amudim in all of Maseches Yevamos. But the truth is that it's really not that difficult. It does involve a lot of cheshbon, and I would highly recommend, I'll try, see after the Shmaya as best as I can to really draw out the cases with my words, but ultimately, I would recommend everyone when we speak out a case, to really write out the names, write out the words, and like that, hopefully we'll make it a lot easier. Again, it's not really a hard Amud, but it does involve a lot of cheshbon. So says the Gemara now like this. Amar le Levi le Rebbe. So Levi says to Rebbe a very cryptic statement. Says, or a very cryptic question really. Says Levi le Rebbe, then my irya detani tezvav, lisni tezayin. New sugya, new kash on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said at Chamesh Asrei Nashim Paitrei Sarasayim Vitzara Sarasayim that there are 15 different arayos that they are pater from Yibam and they pater the Tzara. And asked Levi to Rebbe that why didn't the Mishnah say a case of 16 arayos? Meaning really, it seems like Levi had in mind that there's a 16th one, a specific one, that he felt the Mishnah should have taught. And he asked Rebbe, without even having to explain it to him what he was referring to, he says to Rebbe, why didn't the Mishnah teach that case? That 16th case. So Rebbe says back like this. So Amar Le, Rebbe responds to Levi, and he says very difficult words to understand. He says, "Kemedumali she'ein lo mayach bekadkadei." That it seems to me like that you don't have a brain in your skull. You're missing your brains. That's a very difficult line to understand. Rebbe's arguing on Levi. Levi asked an innocent question. And Rebbe's going to disagree with Levi. We're going to see soon. The Gemara is going to give three terutzim to try to even explain why Rebbe didn't agree to Levi's question. And today's Amud will have just one of them. So fine, Rebbe didn't agree to Levi's question. But because of that, he has to really give it to him. He has to tell him, it seems like you don't have a brain in your skull. Why does he have to speak so sharply to Levi? It's very difficult to understand. L'maisa, the Chavis Yair was asked this question. The Chavis Yair is in a tshuva in Kufnun, Simon Kufnun Beis. And the Chavis Yair says that you have a raya from here that a Rebbe is allowed to speak harshly to his Talmud in order to teach him to be mechanechim. It's still difficult to understand. L'maisa, it seems like there are other ways to do it. It does help when you hear these different stories of a Rebbe that maybe spoke harshly to a Talmud. There is definitely something to it. Sometimes they need to hear maybe a harsh word. But ultimately, it is interesting. The Hagdama of the Ben Ish Chai's Tshuvas. The Hagdama that he writes a Hagdama to his Tshuvas Rav Palim. And in the Hagdama over there, he writes very strongly against a different paiskim, even Rishayim, surprisingly, he writes against the fact that when they argue on others, they write very sharply. They say very sharp comments. And he writes against it. He said that's not the Derech HaTorah. If you want to argue, especially if you're arguing on someone that was earlier, an earlier generation than you, so you say, nearly like this, I think like this, I don't understand what he's saying, but to speak strongly, he says that's not the Derech HaTorah. And I think without him saying it, what I'm about to say, I think it would be usher to say it, but he even criticizes Rishayim and Achrayim and Paiskim, who they spoke harshly against others, and he notes that their lot ended up being a lot less than the one who they're arguing with. Just as an example, and again, it's hard to say it even, but one of the examples that he gives is the Ravid, and again, nothing against, we're nothing compared to the Ravid, but Lamaisa, he writes against the fact that the Ravid wrote very sharply against the Rambam in many places. He writes very sharply. And he says, look what ended up happening. The Rambam's the Iker Sefer. That's the Iker Paisek who most follow the Rambam over the Ravid. And the Ravid became little notes on the side of the Rambam. And we get a very hard comment to say, but that's what he points out, that was all due to the fact that he didn't speak with respect when arguing. And so, Lamaisa, the Chavis Yair says that you see from here, that there is such a concept of a Rebbe speaking sharply to his Talmud, Lamais, it still has to be known that this is the exception, this is not the rule. This is not the general derech way of speaking, this is not the general way of speaking. This was an exception to the rule, and Rebbe says to Levi that, yeah, kumedumali, she'ein lo mayach bekadkadai, it seems like you don't have a brain in your skull. So now, what was his problem with Levi's question? Levi asked that there should be a 16th erva listed in the Mishnah. So what was Rebbe's issue with that? So it says Rebbe like this, Where are you coming from? Why do you think that there should be a 16th case? What's the 16th case that you're referring to? I know what you're referring to. You're referring to Imay Anusas Aviv. So what's Imay Anusas Aviv? Let's say we have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, but they're only brothers because they share the same father. Reuven and Shimon have the same father, so they're brothers from the same father. However, the difference between the two is that Reuven was born from their father's wife. Reuven was born from the father's actual wife. The father also was Ma'anis, a woman, and it was from that relationship that Shimon was born. So Shimon is born from the Anusa, and Reuven was born from the regular wife. And Reuven goes ahead, and Reuven marries Anusas Aviv. The Mishnah says, Naisei Adam Anusas Aviv. Reuven took that very seriously. He took that as a charge. He married his Anusas Aviv. He married his father's Anusa, who also happens to be his brother Shimon's mother. He happens to be Shimon's mother, and Reuven marries this Anusas Aviv, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now Shimon's mother, Anusas Aviv, ends up falling to him to Yibam. So it's true the Mishnah spoke about a case of Imay, but didn't speak about a case of Imay Anusas Aviv. So why didn't the Mishnah speak out the 16th case, Imay Anusas Aviv? That was Levi's question. So now says the Gemara that Rebbe didn't like that. Said Rebbe to Levi, why do you think there should be a 16th case? This case of Imay Anusas Aviv? That is very clear. It's very obvious why that case isn't listed in our Mishnah. Because Plukta de Rebbe Yehuda v'Rabbanani. We have mentioned this already earlier, that it's a machlaikas tanaim if a person is allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. It's true, the Tanakama, the Rabbanan, they say that Naisei Adam Anusas Aviv Mufutas Aviv. But Rebbe Yehuda, that's where we had the smichus. That Rebbe Yehuda darshens the smichus of the parish of Aines, to the parish of Le'igala Kanaf Aviv. Rebbe Yehuda darshens that a person's not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. So this case that you're suggesting should have been mentioned by the Mishnah is subject to a machlokes tanaim if it could even happen. It's true, according to the Rabbanan, you can have a case of Imay Anusas Aviv because then Reuven would be allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. But according to Rebbe Yehuda, that a person's not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, so you can never have this case of Imay Anusas Aviv, because Reuven was never allowed to marry her. So being that this whole case, it's only passable if we assume like one side of a machlekes, so that's why the Mishnah didn't teach it. But Plukto Leikamayri, our Mishnah doesn't want to discuss any cases that involve a machlekes. So that's why the Mishnah only spoke out 15 and not the 16th case, because the Mishnah doesn't want to teach any cases that are subject to a machlekes. So that's what Rebbe said back to Levi, that your question is a horrible question, you don't have any brains in your skull, because it's obvious why the Tana didn't teach the 16th case, because the Tan only wants to teach cases that aren't subject to a machlekes. Now ask the Gemara, Vilay, really? Our Tana doesn't teach any cases that are subject to a machlekes? The Hare Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha. Later in the next parak we're going to have, the Tana discusses the halachos of an Isser Mitzvah or an Isser Kedusha who fall to Yibum. Isser Mitzvah refers to somebody who is an Isser Durabanan, like Shniyais, a person's grandmother. It's called Mitzvah because it's Mitzvah Lishmaya Divrei Chachamim. So that's Isser Mitzvah. And then there's also Isser Kedusha, which refers to, Isser Kedusha refers to Chiyuvei Lavin, no Kares, like a Grusha to a Kayin, or Isurei Asay, like a Nasin. So there are certain cases that the Tana in the next parak talks about, even though those halachos are talin the machlekes, the pligi Rabbi Akiva v'rabbanan ukatani. We're going to see later the details of these halachos. It's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the rabbanan what the din is, and still the Tana talks about it. So you see that the Tana discusses cases that are subject to a machlekes. So says the Gemara, it's true, in the next parak, we have the Tana of the Mishnah discusses cases of machlekes, but Pirkin Ko'aminan. When I said that our Tana doesn't talk about cases that are subject to a machlekes, I meant the Tana in our parak. In the first parak of Yevamos, we're not talking about cases, in our Mishnah, we're not talking about cases that are subject to a machlekes. Ask the Gemara, really? Our Mishnah doesn't mention anything that's tali in a machlekes? V'arbe shamay matirin es atzaris. La'achin u'beisil aisren. Our Mishnah Beizam and Aleph says that a erva paters her tzara. Now, even though we've been discussing this halacha for the last 8 blat, that an erev patur is the tzara, we brought drushas, we're trying to understand why we need the drusha, but lamaisa, we said that an erev patur is her tzara, the truth of the matter is that that's really a machlekes between Beisham and Beis Hillel. It's only Beis Hillel who says that the tzara's erva is patur from Yibo. But Beisham holds that the matirnes at tzara is lachin. Beisham holds that the tzara's erva is allowed to do Yibo with the brothers. So our Mishnah does teach cases that are subject to a machlekes, because our Mishnah says that tzara's erva is pater, even though that's a machlekes Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel. So says the Gemara, that's not called teaching a case that's subject to a machlekes, because the machlekes is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And Beis Shammai, B'makom Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. When you have a machlekes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, we so paskin like Beis Hillel that the Shita of Beis Shammai is not even considered another Shita. It's not even considered a machlekes, because we so paskin like Beis Hillel, we don't even like recognize the fact that there's another Shita, that there's the Shita of Beis Shammai. And therefore, that's not called that the Tan is teaching a case that's subject to a machlekes. Well, ask the Gemara, still, there is still a case of our Mishnah that seems to be totally in a machlekes, because v'harei eishes achiv shohaya b'ilamai. Our Mishnah, the 15th erva that was listed by the Mishnah, was the case of eishes achiv shohaya b'ilamai. What's the case? Let's say you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is married to Rachel. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Reuven dies without having any children. So now Rachel falls to Yibam to Shimon. So now Shimon does Yibam with Rachel, and then Levi is born. So now that Levi is born, and then so now there's another brother, and now Shimon dies without having any children. So this same Rachel, who was once Eishes Reuven, now she's Eishes Shimon, she falls to Yibam to Levi. So the halacha is, that's called Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'ulamai, and the din is that she's pater from Yibam, and if it's a tzara, she paters the tzara as well. It's Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'ulamai. However, ask the Gemara of that, Vare Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'ulamai, the plegi Reb Shimon V'Rabbanan, Katani. We're going to learn later that Reb Shimon's chaylik in that case. Reb Shimon holds in that case that she does fall to Yibam, because once Rachel does Yibam with Shimon, so she's not called Eishes Reuven anymore. Now she's just Eishes Shimon. And now that she's just Eishes Shimon, and Shimon dies without having any children, so she falls to Yibam, to Reuven, to Levi, and she's allowed to do Yibam to Levi. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Again, these are things that we'll discuss more in the second parak, but that's the halacha. So how could you say that our Mishnah is not teaching cases of machlekes? Our Mishnah taught the case of Eishes Achiv Shalohaya Ba'ulamai, and Reb Shimon's chaylik in that case. So says the Gemara, he is chaylik in the case that we just drew out, but b'nai ladu l'saif yibay mulay palig Reb Shimon. In the case where Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam, meaning let's say you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's married to Rachel, and Reuven dies without having any children, And so Rachel now falls to Yibam to Shimon. Now before Shimon does Yibam with Rachel, Levi is born. So now Levi is usher to Rachel, because being that Levi wasn't alive in this world at the same time as Reuven, so his wife is called, Reuven's wife Rachel is called Eishes Achiv Shalhaya Ba'ilamai, and she's usher to Levi. Now even if Shimon does Yibam with Rachel and Shimon dies without having any children, Rachel still doesn't fall to Levi, because once she was usher already for a moment, once Rachel was already usher to Levi, so that Isser never goes away, even though if Shimon would have done Yibam first, before Levi was born, we would say that Levi is mutter to Rachel. That's because in that case, when Shimon does the Yibam, so now she's not Eishes Reuven anymore. She's just Eishes Shimon, and she was never aser to Reuven, to Levi, and now Levi's born, so now she'll have a heter Yibam to Levi. But in the case where Levi was born before Shimon does the Yibam, so she was already, it was already chal on her and iser to Levi, machmas the Eishes to Reuven. So now, even if Shimon picks up on that Eishes, and Shimon does Yibam, and now she becomes Eishes Shimon, the halacha is that still she's Aser to Levi, because once she was Aser for one moment, so now she's Aser forever. So in that case, Reb Shimon is Maida. In that case, where it was Nailah, the little Besaif Yibim, where Levi was born before Shimon did Yibum, so in that case, Lai Palag Reb Shimon, we could say that our Mishnah is specifically discussing that case of Eishes Achiv Shalai Hayabai Lamai, and being that our Mishnah is discussing that specific case of Eishes Achiv Shalai Hayabai Lamai, it's not talking about a case that's Tali in a Machlaikas. So again, we ask that our Mishnah is saying a case that's Tali in a Machlaikas, because it has Eishes Achiv Shalai Hayabai Lamai, to which the Gemara is saying that no, we're discussing a case where everybody agrees. Even in this case, even Reb Shimon agrees that she's Aser. Now ask the Gemara that Va'amar Rav Yishaya that Chalukai Rav Shimon Af Berishayna, that Rav Yishaya taught, again this is all sugyas later in the second parak, but Rav Yishaya taught that Rav Shimon's Chalik even in the first case, referring to this case of Naila Lulubasef Yibe, that Rav Shimon was Chalik even on this case, even though the Mishnah didn't mention the fact that Rav Shimon was Chalik in this case. Rav Yishaya understood that Rav Shimon was Chalik on the whole Musuk of Eishes Achav Shalai Ba'ilama, and even in this case of Naila Lulubasef Yibe, when Levi was born before Shimon did Yibam, Reb Shimon holds even in that case, once Shimon does the Yibam, and now Shimon is took over the Ishus, now Rachel is considered Eisha Shimon, so now if Shimon dies without having any children, so Rachel is mutter to Levi. That's what the way Rav Yishaya understands Reb Shimon. So in that case, our Mishnah is teaching a case of Machlaikas, because there is no case where everybody agrees to Eishas Achav Shalai Ba'ilama. In both cases of Eishas Achav Shalai by Lamai, Reb Shimon is Chaylik, and our Mishnah still teaches it. So obviously, our Mishnah is talking about cases that are subject to a Machlaikas. Says the Gemara, no, we don't have to reckon with Rav Yishaya Shita, because Ha'itusa of Rav Yishaya. The Gemara ends up refuting this Shita of Rav Yishaya. And really, the maskan of the Gemara is that everybody agrees in the case of Naila de Lubasayf Yibim, even Rav Shimon agrees that there's no Chi of Yibim in such a case. That if it was Naila, if Levi was born before Shimon did the Yibim, so it was already Chal on Levi, on Rachel, the Isser to Levi, so then that Isser does not go away. That's the maskan of the Gemara. So since we have a case, everybody agrees, we could say that's the case of our Mishnah. So again, Levi had asked the question. Levi had asked Rebbe that why didn't our Mishnah teach a 16th case? Rebbe understood that case that Levi was referring to Ima Anusas Aviv, and Rebbe answered that the reason why our Mishnah didn't teach it is because it's Tali in a Machlaikas, and our Mishnah is not teaching cases of Machlaikas. To which the Gemara asked, really, our Mishnah is not teaching cases of Machlaikas, but we have Isser Kedusha, Isser Mitzvah? So he said, no, that's the later parak, but our parak, our Mishnah is not teaching cases of Machlaikas. Really? But our Mishnah says the case of Tzarais, our Mishnah says the case of Eishes Achav Shahayu Ba'ilamai, and the Gemara Lamaisa answered both of those questions. However, ask the Gemara now another question. Ask the Gemara again, is it really true that our Mishnah is not teaching cases that are Tali in a Machlaikas? Va'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, v'chein tani Rav Yechia. But Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, and Rav Yechia said this as well, that Bekulan, with regards to all the cases of our Mishnah, ani kairei behen asura lezeh, muteres lezeh, v'asura lezeh, muteres lezeh, v'achreis ashiyavim tochailat as ayyvim siyavemes. Rav Yechia taught us a klal. Ha'asura lezeh, muteres lezeh. Vasur lezeh, mutaris lezeh, vachayis ashiyavim tocheletes oymes yavemes. What on earth is this klal? So the background to this klal is a case that we've discussed in the past, and that's the case of achay zikukasai. What's the case of achay zikukasai? If let's say you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, they're married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. And there's also other brothers. There's also Levi. There's Yehuda, perhaps. We'll talk about Levi now. So there's three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. And now what happens is Reuven and Shimon both die. Reuven and Shimon both die. So now Rachel and Leah both fall to Yibam to Levi. So the halacha in such a case is that Levi is not allowed to do Yibam with either one of them. He can't do Yibam with Rachel, and he can't do Yibam with Leah. Why not? So we know already, we've mentioned the fact that there's an Isser of Achisisha. A person is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. Now, when a lady falls to Yibam, so at least this is one way of explaining the case, when a lady falls to Yibam, so that creates a bond between the Yavama and the Yava. That bond is what's known as Zika, and that Zika has some sort of element of marriage to it. So when Rachel and Leah fall to Yibam to Levi, in this case where Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, and they both die without having any children, so now they both fall to Levi, Levi is not allowed to do Yibam with Rachel, and he's not allowed to do Yibam with Leah. He can't do Yibam with Rachel, and the reason for that is because she's Leah's sister. And Leah fell to Yibam to him. So since Leah fell to Yibam to Levi, so she's Zakuk to him, that's like a little bit of a wife. And Mamelo Rachel becomes Midrabanan and Isser. She's like, she's called Achay Ziku Kasai. It's like Achay Zisha. She's Achay Ziku Kasai. And Mamelo Levi is not allowed to do Yibam with Rachel. For that same reason, he can't do Yibam with Leah, because Leah is Rachel's sister. And Rachel is Zakuk to him. So Rachel is like a little bit his wife. So doing Yibam with Leah would be doing Yibam with Achay Ziku Kasai, which is a little bit like Achay Zisha. And Mamela Levi is not allowed to do Yibam with either one of them. He can't do Yibam with Rachel, and he can't do Yibam with Leah either. Now let's discuss the case that things get a little bit different. We have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. We have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And again, in this case, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. So, same setup as before. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. However, in this case, we're going to add one more detail. Again, we mentioned that there are four brothers. There's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. They're married to Rachel and Leah. Now, something you should know about Rachel is that Rachel is actually Levi's mother-in-law. Yeah, so Reuven married his brother's mother-in-law. Reuven's married to Rachel, who's Levi's mother-in-law. Besides being Leah's sister, she's also Levi's mother-in-law. And something you should know about Leah, who Shimon's married to, right? Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. So something you should know about Leah is that besides being Rachel's sister, she's also Yehuda's mother-in-law. Leah is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon's married to Leah, and they're also the mother-in-laws of Levi and Yehuda. So now, if Reuven and Shimon both die, and Rachel and Leah fall to Yibam, so normally you would say, oh, it's a case of Achay Ziku Kasai. Achay Ziku Kasai. So Levi and Yehuda would not be allowed to perform Yibam, because it's an Issur Derabanan of Achay Ziku Kasai. However, in this case, that's not true. In this case, being that Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, she's Chamaisai, a mother-in-law can't fall to Yibam. So Rachel never fell to Yibam to Levi. So it comes down, Leah is not Achay Ziku Kasai. Normally you would say when Reuven and Shimon both die and Rachel and Leah fall to Yibam, you say that the brothers are not allowed to do Yibam with either one of them because it's Achay Ziku Kasai. However, in this case, that Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so she doesn't fall to Yibam to him. So the only one that fell to him is Leah. Leah's not Achay Ziku Kasai anymore because Rachel never fell to Yibam. So now Levi's actually allowed to do Yibam with Leah. And the same thing about Rachel to Yehuda. Normally we would say that Yehuda is not allowed to do Yibam to Rachel because she's Achay Ziku Kasai, because both Rachel and Leah both fell to Yibam to the brother. However, in this case that Leah is Yehuda's mother-in-law, so Leah never fell to Yibam to Yehuda. Only Rachel does. And Mamela, Yehuda would be allowed to do Yibam with Rachel. So now we'll read it back into the Gemara. That's the klal that Rav Chiya was telling us. That Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, V'chein Tani Rav Chiya, that the Bekulan, and you could say this, you could plug this into any one of the arayas. We spoke about a mother-in-law. That will be obvious why we did that when we read the Hemshech of the Gemara. But Lamaisa says, Rav Chiya, you could plug this into any of the cases of the arayas in the Mishnah. And you could say, on Yikairi Behen, and you could apply to them this rule, that Asur Lizeh, Muteris Lizeh, that the one who's Asur to this one, Rachel, who's Asur to Levi, because she's his mother-in-law, so she's Muteris Lizeh, she's Mutter to Yehuda. Va'asur Lizeh, and Leah, who's Asur to Yehuda, because she's Yehuda's mother-in-law, Muteris Lezeh, she's mutter to this one, she's going to be mutter to Levi. Va'achaysa sheyavimta, and it comes out that even though her sister is her Yavama together with her, Rachel and Leah are sisters, and they both fall to Yibam at the same time, still it's going to come out, that they could do Chalitza, or they could even do Yibam, even though normally when two sisters fall to the brother to Yibam. So then there's no Yibam, because it's Achay Ziku Kasai. In this case, Asur Lezeh, lezem, utaras lezeh, asur lezem, utaras lezeh, you could have a case of two sisters who fall to Yibam, and they could even do Yibam. They could do Chalitza, or they could do Yibam. That was the klal of Reb Chiya. Now, says the Gemara like this. Says the Gemara, that Rav Yehuda mitargem mechamaisai ve'elach. Rav Yehuda explained that when Rav Chiya said this klal, although he seems to be saying it on the entire Mishnah, he seems to be saying it about Kulon, about all the cases of our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda explained that Kulon is a shtick olav davka. You can't really apply this to all the cases of Arayus in the Mishnah, but you could be metargei mechamaisai ve'elach. You could explain Rav Chiya's klal as going from the case of chamaisai and onward. So it skips out the first six of bita, and bas benai, and all those cases of his wife's children and grandchildren. So those cases it doesn't work. This klal won't work, but it works mechamaisai ve'elach. Aval shis above Vidaresha, but when it comes to the first six cases where we're dealing with children, either his children or her children, so loy, that's it's never going to work out. Says the Gemara, my time, why won't it work out? Why can you have this case by Bitai, that two sisters fall to Yibam, and that Rachel and Leah are both sisters and also daughters? Why can't that work out by the Erev of Bitai? Because Kaven de Bitai Bo'ainsin Mishkachas. The only case that's going to work out that you could have two sisters that fall to Yibam by the Erva of Bitai is if it's Bitai Ma'anu Sasai, not if it's Bitai from a marriage. And Benesuran Loi Mishkachasla. And Benesuran Kamairi, Ba'insu Loi Kamairi. We don't want to limit our Mishnah. We want our Mishnah to be able to be passable even by a case of Nesuin. We don't want to limit it to be Dafka talking about a case of Ainsin, Taisa says, because Aines is not so Shchiach, it's not common that a person's Ma'anu someone. And therefore, we don't want to limit ourselves. So says Rav Yehuda, it must be Rav Chiya meant his klal only from Chamoisei and onwards, but not by a case of Bitai. So what does this mean? Why by Bitai is it only Shayech by an Anusa? So let's talk about the case. What would be the case? Two sisters falling to Yibam, Asur Lezeh, Mutaris Lezeh, V'choyza Shiyavimta, Choyletzetz, Oibmas Yavemes. How would that work by the Erva of Bitai? It would be like this. It would be, let's say you have Ruvain, who's Ma'anis Rachel, and Shimon, who's also Ma'anis Rachel, and they have two children. So they have Bas Ruvain and Bas Shimon. Ruvain was Ma'anis Rachel, Shimon was Ma'anis Rachel. So now these are our sisters. The Bas Ruvain and Bas Shimon, they're going to be sisters because they share the same mother. They share Rachel as a mother. And Levi goes ahead and he marries, let's say, Bas Ruvain. And Yehuda goes ahead and let's say he marries Bas Shimon. And then Levi and Yehuda, they die without having any children. So you would say that Bas Ruvain, Levi's wife, who's also Bas Ruvain, she's Asura Le Ruvain. She's Asura Le Ruvain because she's his daughter. And Bas Shimon, who Yehuda married, she's gonna be Asura to Shimon, so she'll be Mota to Ruvain. So even though this Bas Ruvain and Bas Shimon are sisters, you can have it that they fall to Yibam, even though normally you would call it Achay Zeku Kasai. When two sisters fall to Yibam, normally you have the Isra of Achay Zeku Kasai. In this case, it's Asura Lezem, Utaris Lezem, Asura Lezem, Utaris Lezem, because Levi's wife is Bas Ruvain, so she's also to Ruvain, she's only Mutter to Shimon, she doesn't fall to Yibam to Ruvain. And Yehuda's wife, who's Bas Shimon, is Asur to Shimon, so she doesn't fall to Yibam to Shimon, and Mamela, she's not gonna be Zakuk to him, so therefore you're not gonna have the Isra of Achay Zeku Kasai. Now that could only work by a case where Reuven and Shimon were Ma'anis Rachel, and they had these two children. However, in a case that it happened through marriage, let's say Reuven married Rachel and had a child that Levi then went ahead and married. Reuven married Rachel and had a child that Levi married. Levi married Bas Reuven. You can never then have it that Shimon married the same lady and had a child, because that lady is Asur to Shimon. She's Eshes Achiv. She's Reuven's wife. And therefore you can never have a case that you have this type of situation with a woman that was married to the husband, because it's always going to be usher for the second brother to then go ahead and marry her. The only way you could have it that there's two sisters by the Erev of Bitai is if you have it that Shimon and Reuven were both Ma'anis Rachel, and then you could have it that they're two sisters and they're daughters of Reuven and Shimon. But you can't have it by a wife, because then it's going to be an isser of Eshes Achiv. So since you can only have this by a case of Einsen, so therefore the Mishnah wouldn't want to talk about a case of Einstein, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda explains that when Rabbi Chiya said this klal, he was only going mechamaisa ve'elach. However, Rabbi mitargim af bebitai, af bitai me'anusasai, and Rabbi says that no, Rabbi Chiya said this klal even by bitai, and it would only work in a chanami by bitai me'anusasai, but kevan dash kechuchi mishkachasla, since lamaisa you have a case that the klal works, yibayim in a Einstein tehavi, yibayim in a suin tehavi, let the case be from Einstein, let it be from Nisuin, meaning in our case it only works from Einstein. I don't care. The fact is that it works. We do have a case where it could work. So therefore, this klal of Rav Chiya applies. He was going on our entire Mishnah. He was even going on the case of Bitai. Aval Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai Lai. However, even Abaye agrees that Rav Chiya's klal wasn't mamish going on the entire Mishnah. It was leaving out the last case of Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai. Why was it leaving out Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai? My taima. Why did Rav Chiya's klal leave out Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai? It's because Kevin de Rav Shimon de Mishkachasla, the Rabbanon like Mishkachasla, but Plukta like Kamairi. It's because the only way to make this case work, the only way to make this klal of two sisters falling to Yibam work by the erva of Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai would be to make it work according to Rav Shimon. And Rav Chiya would never have said that our Mishnah was going dafka according to Rav Shimon. And that's why Rav Chiya's klal must not be going on the erva of Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai. So how would this klal plug into the erva of Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai? It would be like this. You would have to have, we'll start off with four brothers. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi and Yehuda. And Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. And Reuven dies. Reuven dies, and then Yisachar is born. Yisachar is born right after Reuven dies, but before Levi ever did Yibam with Rachel. So again, you have Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. We also have brothers that are alive, Levi and Yehuda. Reuven dies, so now his wife Rachel falls to Yibam. However, before Levi ever did Yibam with Rachel, so Yisachar was born. So Yisachar is Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai. He's going to be Aser to Rachel forever. Because when she's Aser one moment, he's Aser to her forever. Even Rav Shimon agrees to that. That's going to be a real Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai. So now Levi goes ahead and he does Yibam to Rachel. So now Levi is married to Rachel. And then Shimon, who is married to Leah, Shimon dies. So now Leah falls to Yibam. Leah falls to Yibam to Yehuda. Avada, she doesn't fall to Yibam to Levi, because Levi's married to Rachel, so she's Achos Isha of Levi's wife. But Leah will still fall to Yibam to Yehuda. Now before Yehuda ever did Yibam with Leah, so now a sixth brother, Zevulun, is born. Zevulun is born, so now Leah is Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai to Zevulun. Zevulun is born, and then Yehuda goes ahead, and Yehuda does Yibam. So now, Levi did Yibam with Rachel, but it was after Yisachar was born, and Yehuda did Yibam with Leah, but it was after Zevulun was born. So now what happens is Levi and Yehuda, who are now married to Rachel and Leah, Levi and Yehuda both die without having any children. So Rachel and Leah, who are sisters, they fall to Yibam to Yisachar and Zevulun. However, Rachel is going to be Aser to Yisachar, because she's Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai. Yisachar is born before Levi did Yibam with her. So Rachel is Aser to Yisachar, Alt Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai. Only Leah is going to be Mutter to Yisachar, and therefore, Yisachar will be allowed to do Yibam with Leah. She's not Achizik Ukaslai. Rachel never fell to Yibam to him, because it's Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai. And Zevulun is going to be able to do Yibam with Rachel, because he only came into the picture after Levi married Rachel. So Mamela, Zevulun is actually mutter to Rachel if we go like Rav Shimon. If we would have assumed like Rav Shimon that there's no Eishes Achiv Shohayu Bailamai in such a case where the brother was born after Yibam, so then Zevulun is going to be mutter to Rachel because he was born after Levi did Yibam with Rachel. So Zevulun's mutter to Rachel, but he's aser to Leah because he was born before Yehuda did Yibam with Leah. So Zevulun's gonna be mutter to Rachel, and she's not even gonna be considered, she won't be considered achizik ukasli, because Levi is asur to him. So Levi is not zakuk to him. So that would potentially be the case where you would plug in the rule by Eishas achiv shahai by lamai. And a chanami would only work according to Reb Shimon, but that would be the case where you could have that the two sisters fall to Ibum, and it won't be an isser of achizik ukasli. However, Abaye said that Reb Chiya's klal wasn't going on that case, because that would be involving a case of machlekes, and Reb Chiya wouldn't want to make our Mishnah tali in a machlekes. However, says the Gemara of Rav Safra, "Mitargim avishes achiv shohaya baylamai." Rav Safra said that no, Rav Chiya's klal is going even on the case of avishes achiv shohaya baylamai. Umishkachas la b'shisha achim, and you find it with a case of shisha achim with six brothers. This case of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. This case that we just drew out. Valiba Rav Shimon, and it would work only according to Rav Shimon, because it's only according to Rav Shimon that Zevulun is mutter to Rachel in the case that we just drew out. The Siman Echa, and the Siman to remember the case, is Meis Nailad V'Yavim, V'Yabim, Meis Nailad V'Yabim. That Reuven died, and then Yisachar was born, and then Levi did Yibam, and then again, Meis Nailad V'Yabim, that Shimon died, and then Zevulun was born, and then Yehuda did Yibam. That would be the case, is Meis Nailad V'Yabim, Meis Nailad V'Yabim. That's how you can have a case of this Klal of Reb Chiya, where two sisters fall to Yibam, and there's no iser of achizik ukasai. And says Rav Safra that Rav Chiya said our Mishnah is even talking about that case. And so it comes out that according to Rav Safra, but that's Rav Chiya, our Mishnah is discussing a case of a machlekes. So how could Rebbe say? How could Rebbe say that our Mishnah is not discussing cases of machlekes, but we have this klal according to the way at least Rav Safra understands Rav Chiya? It comes out that our Mishnah is discussing a case of a machlekes. It says the Gemara, really could take out the word Ella, is that l'Rebbe hani klali lasle. Now in a chanami, it's true, according to Rav Chiya, according to Rav Safra, it comes out that our Mishnah is discussing a case of a machlekes, but Rebbe doesn't agree to this klal. Rebbe wouldn't agree to this klal, or at least that the klal is going even on Eishes Achiv Shahayu Ba'ilamai. He's not, he doesn't have to agree. And Rebbe taka holds that our Mishnah is not teaching any case of machlekes, and that's why he didn't like what Levi said, that the Mishnah should have spoken out a 16th case of Imay Anus HaSaviv, because that would be subject to a machlekes if it could even happen, and our Mishnah is not discussing cases of machlekes.